arm.
Okay. This is a
fist.
Or two?
Two fists.
Okay. And the place where the bones come together, you call a
joint.
Okay. And on a man, this part of his body is the
chest.
Okay. And this is one
hand.
And two?
Two hands.
Okay. And this is the
limb.
Or the, it's called your
thigh.
Yeah, it's not your arm, it's your
leg.
Okay. And this is my
foot.
And two.
What?
Feet.
Two foots.
Would you say foot?
1 foot or 2 feet.
Okay. And this sensitive bone here is your
shin.
Okay. And if you get down in this position, you say you're
squatting.
Okay. Do you have another expression for that? Do you ever say hunker down?
On a hunker. Down on that hunker.
Okay. And someone's been sick for a while. You say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
A little poorly.
Okay. You say?
Peaky.
Okay. Someone who's in real good shape and big and muscular and can lift heavy weights and so forth, you say that he's...
He's drunk.
Okay. What about someone who's just healthy? You say he's...
Picture of health.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout?
Sure. What is stout?
What does that mean?
Well, it means you're strong.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No, I've never heard of that.
Strong.
Yeah, the word
strong.
Strong.
Okay. Someone who's real easy to get along with, you'd say that they're...
Kind.
Okay. Would you use that word about an animal? Say a horse?
No, I'd say a gentle.
Okay. And so someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs and drops everything and stumbles a lot?
Okay.
Okay. Any other words like that?
Clumsy.
Okay. A person that just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense. You'd say that he was just a plain...
idiot.
Okay. Would you use the word fool?
Well, I could do it, yeah.
Does that sound a little bad to say?
Yeah, it sounds a little harsh.
Okay.
The Bible uses the word quite a lot. Fool.
Okay. Someone who never spends any money at all would be called a...
miser.
Okay. Any other word?
Skin flint.
Okay. What about tight?
Tight wad.
Okay. And when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Well, it means that their character is not the best, I'd say.
Okay. It's insulting to say that a person's common?
Well, it would be a downgrading. I don't know.
Okay. Would it have a different type meaning if you said that a girl was very common?
Yes, I think it would.
Okay. What about an old person that's still real strong and active and doesn't show his age? You'd say that he's quite...
young, quite young looking to his age.
Okay. Would you say a word like pert or spry or...
Well, yeah. Leave that, I think, spry.
Okay. Would you use that word about a child? Say that a child is spry?
Active.
Okay. Say your children were out later than usual. You say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
uneasy.
Okay.